You're listening to Agriculture Today.
Senate is prepared to pass a resolution, a continuing resolution to reopen the federal government, funding several key departments, including USDA, through next September. But the plan still requires House passage and a signature from the president to take effect. Measure would end the shutdown once enacted, restoring full USDA operations from farm program offices to market reporting, inspections, nutrition programs, all after weeks of scaled-down service. It also guarantees back pay for federal employees and stabilizes agency budgets that producers depend on year-round. For ag, the bill's structure matters. It provides full fiscal year funding for USDA rather than a short rolling extension. It gives FSA, NRCS, AMS, and RMA clear financial direction through harvest and into 2026. Loan servicing, disaster assistance, market reports, and grading and inspection programs would resume immediately after enactment. Nutrition programs like WIC and SNAP have been operating under court-directed contingency funding, and it would also regain secure appropriations. So markets watching for House action, where timing and amendments could still affect final passage. Now, it also provided just a little bit of breathing room. That continuing resolution from the Senate includes an explicit extension of programs authorized by the 2018 Farm Bill. It averts a January 1st reversion to permanent law. The language keeps commodity and related authorities in place into the 2026 fiscal year, stabilizes planning for spring decisions, prevented dairy price distortions that could occur under permanent statutes. Section 5002 extends Ag Improvement Act programs until September 30th, and that structure preserves core safety net, conservation, trade, and research authorities without gaps. Now, once enacted, USDA can operate on steady legal footing through the next crop year, avoiding last-minute program disruptions, giving agencies time to clear shutdown backlogs, and publish routine data. While U.S. beef markets entered new territory over the weekend, after President Donald Trump directed the Department of Justice to immediately investigate major meatpacking companies for alleged collusion and price manipulation. Now, the order came as retail beef costs sit near record highs and cattle supplies remain among the tightest in decades. Attorney General Pam Bondi confirmed within minutes that the investigation had already begun, signaling one of the most aggressive federal antitrust actions targeting the packer sector in years. And the probe focuses on whether dominant processors, which handle roughly 80% of U.S. grain-fed cattle, coordinated to influence wholesale and retail beef prices at a time when ranchers continue to struggle with limit packer capacity and historically low herd numbers. And this is Agriculture Today.
This is Ben Scott, Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally at Scott Land Company sold thousands of acres of irrigated land, dry land, and CRP in Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Colorado. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698. That'll get Ben Scott. We really need listings on all types of property.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts round here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
Mr. President, today the Senate Appropriations Committee advanced legislation to reopen government immediately, funding vital programs and resuming pay for federal workers who, for the last 40 days, have had to live with the stress of missed paychecks and not knowing when they would be paid.
Just prior to a vote in the Senate on Sunday night to break the filibuster, Senator Susan Collins.
Under our legislation, all federal employees, including members of our military and Coast Guard, the Capitol Police officers, Border Patrol agents, TSA screeners, air traffic controllers, all will receive their back wages. It is significant that this measure also includes three full year fiscal year 2026 appropriations bills, including the annual agriculture FDA bill, the military construction and veterans affairs legislation, very timely given that Veterans Day will soon be upon us, and the legislative branch funding. This three-bill package, which originally passed the Senate on August 1st with overwhelming bipartisan support, 87 votes in two cases, 81 in another, will support our veterans, our troops, our farmers, and rural communities. Of note, this package will provide full-year funding for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP, and the Special Supplemental Nutrition Program for Women, infants, and children, known as WIC. One of the most unfortunate and shameful consequences of the shutdown has been that these vital nutrition programs were in jeopardy for our most vulnerable families, including 170,000 Mainers who rely on the SNAP program. Other programs will be funded through January 30th, while the Senate and House continue our work on the remainder of the year-long appropriations bills. For example, funding for important programs like Head Start, and such as the low-income heating assistance program, will now be restored. I look forward to voting for this legislation and ending the unnecessary harm to the security of our families and our nations. We must begin to act tonight. We must not delay any longer. Finally, Mr. President, I want to thank the many members on both sides of the aisle of the Appropriations Committee and the Senate leadership who have worked especially hard to bring this package together. And I would be remiss if I did not also thank our staff. My staff missed an entire night's sleep to get this package together and get the job done.
As part of that continuing resolution from the Senate, it's an extension of 1 year for the Farm Bill. It's Agriculture Today.
This land, there's no more perfect place on earth. It provides more than the crop you grow or the herd you tend. It gives you purpose. And to help young, beginning, and small farmers fulfill their purpose, Capital Farm Credit is here for you. Our decades of experience providing advice, products, and opportunities can help you build a life on the land you love most. To learn more, visit CapitalFarmCredit.com. Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.
At Wiley Implement and Spray Center, we are here to keep your Case IH tractors, planters, sprayers, and other implements in tip-top shape this season. Whether you need in-shop or in-field service, Wiley has the factory-trained technicians to keep your equipment running with genuine Case IH parts. Give us a call today or go to WileySprayers.com.
I'm Scott Wiley. We'll try hard to earn your business, but even harder to keep it. That's it. That's all.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
Today I want to visit concerning the value of calves in their dairy operations.
How can we keep calves healthy? Dr. Mike Brook, Kansas State Dairy Specialist.
You know, bull calves in our operations used to be seen probably, at least in many cases, as a problem rather than a solution. But here in the last year and a half or so, it's really become a solution for many of our dairy herds. As we look at the price of calves, and especially if we look at those crossbred calves that we're producing now on our dairies, they've risen from about $225 per calf in late 2022 to maybe almost $1,500 today. So quite a change, and it has quite an impact on the overall economics on our dairy. You know, as we look at how much beef semen we're using on our dairies today, if you go back a couple of years, you probably weren't using a lot, maybe a little bit. Today, maybe as much as 65% of the inseminations that we do on a dairy might be with beef semen, depending on what we're doing with sex semen for the animals that we want to keep back as heifers and bring into our breeding herd. But it could be as high as 65% of our breedings in our herd. So when you think about this, this produces a lot of calves, and it really changes the economics on our dairies. Another thing that's going on in our dairies is, you know, we're actually increasing the size of our dairy herd. We're doing that largely because we're doing less culling, not because we have an oversupply of heifers out there that we're bringing into our operations. As we look at what's happening to culling over the last 5 years or so, we're probably sending about 20% fewer cows to market as culls. But the price of those animals has greatly increased. In fact, when we look at the revenue that we get for a cull cow today compared to what it was 2-3 years ago, it might be as much as almost 80% or 90% more than what it used to be. So what does that mean to our bottom line? When we convert everything to a per hundredweight basis, what does it actually mean for the total dairy? Well, those cull sales used to account for about $1 to $1.50 per hundredweight of the milk that we actually sold off the dairy. Today, it's probably closer to $2 or maybe $2.50 a hundredweight. You combine into that with the value that we've gained on calves, and it's really impressive. You know, calves used to only account for about 50 cents per hundredweight on our revenue, but today that might be as high as $3.50 to $4 per hundredweight of milk that we ship. So in total, what does this mean? Well, it means that about 25% of our total revenue on the dairy farm today might be associated with the sale of cull cows as well as the sale of those high-value heifers and bull calves that we're producing on our farms. So, hint to the wise, these animals are going to continue to be worth a lot. So we need to keep them alive, make sure we get a chance to sell them. So all of those things that we do around calving to ensure that the animals get the correct amount of colostrum and dried off and cared for right after birth are very, very important to make sure that we have healthy calves to sell. Keeping in mind that is very important to our bottom line as we move forward.
Kansas State Dairy Specialist Mike Brook. It's Agriculture Today.
The 2025 Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show is coming December 2nd through 4th at the Amarillo Civic Center. See nearly 500 exhibitors featuring the latest tractors, technology, and equipment. Attend CEU sessions with agriculture experts, network with fellow producers, and find great deals on seeds, feed, and fencing. Don't miss it. Mark your calendars for the 2025 Amarillo Farm and Ranch Show, December 2nd through 4th at the Amarillo Civic Center.
Let's talk about supply chains. Each year, Cotton Incorporated's global supply chain marketing team has hundreds of meetings with brands and retailers in all corners of the globe. They're working to find innovative ways to replace synthetic fabrics with natural, sustainable cotton, to expand your customer base and drive more demand. You grow the cotton. The Cotton Research and Promotion Program helps grow the value. Learn more at cottonboard.org.
You're listening to Agriculture Today.
After 40 long days, I'm hopeful that we can finally bring the shutdown to an end.
South Dakota Senator and Majority Leader John Thune, Sunday night.
I don't need to go over all the reasons why it's imperative that we get the government open as soon as possible. From the truly precarious situation we are in with regard to air travel to the fact that our staffs have been working without pay for a full 40 days now, all of us, Republicans and Democrats, who support this bill know that the time to act is now. And so in just a few minutes, I will call up the vehicle for a clean continuing resolution packaged with three bipartisan year-long appropriations bills, agricultural appropriations, military construction, VA appropriations, and legislative branch appropriations. These bills will fund SNAP for the entire fiscal year. They will fund WIC for the entire fiscal year. And they will fund our veterans for the entire fiscal year. After 40 days of uncertainty, I'm profoundly glad to be able to announce that nutrition programs, our veterans, and other critical priorities will have their full-year funding. And my goal is to quickly move to other full-year appropriations bills. As I've said many times, I firmly believe that the way to fund the government is by passing appropriations bills through regular order, a process that gives senators from both parties the fullest chance to make their voices heard.
Six Democratic senators crossed the aisle to break the filibuster, but Senator Bernie Sanders says,
what this Senate is about to do is make a horrific situation even worse. So let's be clear what this vote is about. If this vote succeeds, over 20 million Americans are going to see at least a doubling in their premiums in the Affordable Care Act. In my state of Vermont and throughout this country, for certain groups of people, it will be a tripling and a quadrupling of their premiums. There are people who will now be paying 50% of their limited incomes for health care. Does anybody in the world think that makes sense? And if this resolution is passed tonight, we are on a pathway to throw 15 million Americans off of Medicaid and the Affordable Care Act. 15 million. Our job is to create universal health care. Guarantee health care to every man, woman, and child, not throw 15 million people off the health care they have, low income and working class people.
But that issue of health care was one that Senator Thune addressed specifically.
Mr. President, I also want to mention health care. There's been a lot of talk over the last several weeks on both sides of the aisle about the health care crisis in this country. And I'm thankful to be able to say that we have senators, both Democrat and Republican, who are eager to get to work to address that crisis in a bipartisan way. These senators are not interested in political games. They're interested in finding real ways to address health care costs for American families. We also have a president who is willing to sit down and get to work on this issue. And so I'm looking forward to seeing what solutions might be brought forward. Regardless, as I have said for weeks to my Democrat friends, I will schedule a vote on their proposal, and I've committed to having that vote no later than the second week in December. Mr. President, again, I am optimistic that after almost 6 weeks of this shutdown, we'll finally be able to end it. I will call up that bill in a matter of minutes, and I look forward to passing the clean continuing resolution and appropriations bill package in the very near future.
South Dakota Senator John Thune. It's Agriculture Today.
Manage your risk and take advantage of opportunities with StoneX. Utilizing StoneX's global presence to provide the best in market intelligence, a vast portfolio of risk management and marketing products, and a team of brokers who specialize in working with those in agriculture, StoneX provides the resources you need to make the best possible decisions. Learn more about the StoneX Advantage. Call Donna Hughes at 214-613-1688. There's substantial risk to futures and options trading. Not all products are suitable for all producers.
Purple Wave Auction remains the trusted leader in online equipment auctions. What makes the difference is you. You are part of our growing global community that continues to trust Purple Wave with the equipment that builds and feeds America. This trust placed in us by our community, from construction to ag producers and fleet drivers, brings great equipment opportunities to their next owners. Join the Purple Wave community today. PurpleWave.com.
Ag News Now. Agriculture Today.
And it's time to have a really good talk.
Speaking to Republican senators at the White House, President Donald Trump.
If I thought that they weren't going to pass the filibuster, I wouldn't even bring it up. They're going to pass it within the first hour if they take power. And it's more likely that they take power if we don't do it, because we're not going to be passing any legislation. They're not going to approve anything. We're going to go 3 1/4 years. There won't be one bill that we're going to pass. Because the easiest thing to pass is exactly right now what they won't pass. And they'll do that, and they'll wreak havoc. But let's assume they get it. They're doing it anyway. So it wouldn't matter. They're doing it anyway. And, you know, I have a case where I have great U.S. attorneys that can't be approved because of the blue slips. The blue slips, I think you should terminate blue slips, too. It's a mental termination because it's really a custom. But if you have a Democrat senator or two, two is bad, but it doesn't make any difference. If you have one senator writes a negative letter on some great U.S. attorney, we had it in Manhattan, Southern District. Jay Clayton, one of the most respected lawyers in the whole country, by far one of the most respected, and couldn't get approved. The courts approved him. The courts couldn't believe it. They did it like instantly. He went to the best schools, got the best marks, top of his class. Everything was perfect. I mean, he was like lived the perfect life. Went to Sullivan and Cromwell, almost immediately became the head of Sullivan and Cromwell. You know, the most prestigious law firm, I would say, in the country, just about, whether it's Sullivan or two or three I could name, but Sullivan, I would say, really, maybe number one. He was the head of Sullivan and Cromwell for like 20 years. He went to the SEC, was flawless. He did it for me. He was the SEC chairman. He was flawless. Then he went to Apollo, where he was the chairman of Apollo, and it was flawless. Everything went good. The stock went through the roof and everything. I asked him to go to the Southern District. And he said, I'll do what you'd like to do, sir. This is a very high-quality purse. But he couldn't get approval from Schumer. Schumer didn't approve him. The best student, the best schools, everything. He's, like, flawless. And the courts actually said, you're not approving Jay Clayton. Right, Lindsay, you heard this. The courts actually interceded, and they approved him. But that's an unusual guy. We have other people that are really good, but people don't know how good. Top students, top colleges. And they're U.S. attorneys, and they won't be approved. They're not going to be approved. We have one in Los Angeles who's phenomenal, but no, the senators, the Democrats are, you know, again, the kamikazes. The Democrats are not going to approve them. Blue slips are a disaster. So the only people I can get approved are Democrats. I was told that by the Democrats. We'll only approve Democrats. I said, really, is that right? Well, not going to work that way. Not going to work that way with me. But the blue slips are a total disaster. I have 10 people right now that will not be, that are doing a phenomenal job, and they will be out of office pretty soon. They've got another 2-3 weeks, a couple of them, and then they're going to have to leave. And it's actually a blight on their record because, you know, nobody knows why they left, but it looks like they served 8 weeks and then they had to leave, but they're not going to get the approval because the Democrat, radical left lunatic senators are saying you can't, we're not going to approve you. And if we're not going to approve you, I had actually one Republican who got two great letters, but it turned out that he was a rhino, but that was a nice term for him. Now, he got two letters of approval, and when I said two Democrats approved him, I had to fire him because I figured if two Democrats approved him, they wrote the most beautiful letters. I found out, man, this is strange, and he was no good. I fired him. He was really not much of a Republican. The recommendation of that one wasn't such a good recommendation. Someday I'll tell you who recommended him, but it wasn't exactly the best.
It's Agriculture Today.
In today's tough farm economy, you need to make every dollar count. When choosing your cotton, consider West Texas varieties from Brownfield Seed and Delining. At only $125 a bag, these West Texas varieties are large seeded varieties that shoot out of the ground and have the yield potential that will have you smiling all the way to the gin. Think outside the box and boost your bottom line with cotton seed from Brownfield Seed and Delining. Call 806-637-6282 or visit brownfieldseed.com.
This has been Scott, Scott Land Company in Dimmitt, Texas. We have literally at Scott Land Company sold thousands of acres of irrigated land, dry land, and CRP in Texas, New Mexico, Oklahoma, and Colorado. Look at our website, scottlandcompany.com. Give us a call at 800-933-9698. That'll get Ben Scott. We really need listings on all types of property.
With Agriculture Today, here's Tony St. James.
You know, what I'm going to, when I give you just a quick example of balancing a supplement or evaluating a diet for about a 1,200-pound cow.
How much does it cost to raise a cow? Dr. Dave Lallman is an Oklahoma State beef cattle specialist.
We're going to assume she's maybe a little bit on the thin side, so maybe a body condition score 4 to 4.5, and we'd like her to be in a 5. Mm-hmm. Well, if she's a spring calver and just weaned her calf, she's in about the middle of gestation approximately. Mm-hmm. And that is the best time of the production cycle to put weight on a cow.
Okay.
Assuming you have a proper supplement. Mm-hmm. I mentioned that our native range forage around Stillwater, Oklahoma is testing about 6% protein and 55% TDN. Mm-hmm. So we're going to use that as a base for this 1,200-pound cow. We want her to gain about a pound a day.
Yeah.
Okay, so her requirements to accomplish that weight gain, she needs about 1.75 pounds a day of protein, mm-hmm. and she needs about 12.3 pounds of TDN or energy. Mm-hmm. Okay? If she's eating about 20 pounds of that native range forage, 6% protein, 55 TDN, she's going to be consuming 1.2 pounds of protein from the forage and about, 11 pounds of TDN from the forage. Okay, so if we do the quick math on that, that leaves her a little over 0.5 pound short on protein and a little about 1.3 pounds short on energy. Mm-hmm. So now we'll just go find a supplement to meet that supplemental need.
Lallman with some real world math. He also talks range cubes.
I mean, range cubes, very popular supplementation source. So if we assume that we're going to go purchase a 25% protein range cube, 2 pounds a day, mm-hmm. gets you right at 0.5 pound of protein. So that would just nearly perfectly fill that protein deficiency. If we assume that that supplement is about 75% TDN, you know, that gets you about 1.5 pounds of the TDN or energy, and we needed 1.3. Mm-hmm. And so we're there, right? And that, you know, that costs, my cost on that is about 39 cents a day, give or take. So, you know, we encourage people to go through the quick math like that themselves. You know, if you need help with what the requirements are based on the stage of production or how much gain the cow needs to make, that's where you would contact your extension educator, your area livestock specialist, download the calculator software evaluation program. That's exactly the kind of math that it's designed to help you work through. The reason to go through that math is to have confidence that you're finding the sweet spot, mm-hmm. meaning we're going to meet the animal's requirements but not overdo it and waste money on unnecessary feed. I mean, that's the key. As we talked about when we started this series, you know, the take-home message was know your cost. Mm-hmm.
Now, the U.S. beef markets enter new territory over the weekend after President Trump directed Department of Justice to immediately investigate major meatpacking companies for alleged collusion and price manipulation. Order came as retail beef costs sit near record highs and cattle supplies remain among the tightest in decades. It's Agriculture Today.
If you're going to succeed, you need cotton that's strong enough to perform around here where you grow. That's why Delta Pine cotton varieties are bred to meet the needs of your neck of the woods and are rigorously evaluated by local growers for maximum performance potential and consistency year after year. Strong cotton performance starts around here with locally tested Delta Pine cotton. Learn more at DeltaPine.com. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
This land, there's no more perfect place on earth. It provides more than the crop you grow or the herd you tend. It gives you purpose. And to help young, beginning, and small farmers fulfill their purpose, Capital Farm Credit is here for you. Our decades of experience providing advice, products, and opportunities can help you build a life on the land you love most. To learn more, visit CapitalFarmCredit.com. Capital Farm Credit. Together, we're better.